All right, who's first? No questions, that's it. All right, let's go.
Hey, let's start with third downs. Let's start tough there. Mm-hmm. Third downs, what's been the issue here? Y'all still third in the league, but mm-hmm. the last two games have not been very well on the stat sheet for
Yeah, I think it just comes down to execution. We're not executing like we're capable of doing, like we have been all season. And, we're looking to improve on that this week. We tried to improve on that last week, obviously, mm-hmm. But we weren't able to get it done. So hopefully we're going to need it this week against mm-hmm. this team. So it's been an emphasis for us, and it'll be different this week, hopefully.
Jamie Dukes on the radio is postulating that perhaps folks have seen y'all's routes, and they, you all need a counter now. Mm-hmm. Is that accurate from the former player there?
Yeah, from old Jamie? Yeah. But did Jamie play receiver?
No, he's a guard.
He's a guard. Yeah, come from the guard. Yeah. No, Jamie knows what he's talking about. Yeah. Maybe he's got a point. I don't know. Dirk handles all that, and Matt, putting in the game plan. But it's been working for us. I mean, we played. Here's the bottom line. Last week we didn't play well in that first half. Mm-hmm. Two first downs, whatever it was. In the second half, I think we picked it up and we played the type of football we're capable of playing. And we moved the ball down the field, throwing the ball mm-hmm. effectively. Mm-hmm. And we had 24 first downs in the second mm-hmm. half. And we scored 20 points. So we just – that first half, we got to get that out of our system. That was – like I said after the game, that was ridiculous. That's it's inexcusable. We're better than that. And I don't know why. I can't sit here and tell you why we played that way. But that's why we're going into this game, and we ended it on the silver lining is that we came out in the second half and played well, and we got to take that into this game this week because we're going to need it.
Their linebacking court, Tony, presents, they're pretty good. They present you some challenges.
Yeah, they're good. Bowley, Blackburn, I think that's his name. The front four, obviously, everybody talks about them. But this is a good team, good defense, good team. It's going to take a special effort to go out there and get open and get some plays against these guys. But I think we're up for the challenge. We got to be. I mean, we have no choice to get to where we want to go, playing the world champs. I mean, the team that bounced us out of the playoffs last year. This is we got to play this week, and we got to play well in order to win. So I'm looking forward to it.
Tony, do you think about natural the ebbs and flows of the season that you're not – I mean, you're coming off the game, and I'm not trying to get you to make excuses, but you're coming off, winning the NFC South the week before. I mean, you can't be up and amped up the whole – for 17 weeks. I mean, it's just going to have to come back down to kind of balance out, isn't it?
Doing an interview yesterday, I said the same thing. I mean, you would like not to have that happen to you where you get complacent. But it's human nature sometimes, and you have to fight through that. And having a loss like that too, I mean, that's new focus for us. I mean, we will come out and play a lot better than we did, especially that first half last week. And it's like newfound focus for you, kind of I hate to call it a wake-up call because you shouldn't need that, especially the type of team that we think we are. But maybe it was. I don't know. But whatever it is, we gotta use that as motivation to say, you know what? We got something special here, and we got to go out and prove it this week.
Hey, I talked to some of the folks in Kansas City, and they're saying, hey, yeah, he's playing at a great level, but he's even moving better after the catch out of his routes than he was early. How is that so, and what have you done to – maybe make sure you can still get that yard after the catch and so forth.
People in Kansas City, they're still watching me?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Maybe it's my workout routine. I did switch my workout routine up this year. Doing a lot more kettlebell swings, and that's more of an explosive workout. And I think that's had a lot to do with it. Coach Fish, our strength coach, introduced me to that this offseason, and I fell in love with it. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why I'm able to go out there and be a little bit more shifty. Mm-hmm. It's helped out a lot.
It's an agility thing?
It's kettlebell swings. It's in between your legs. Yeah, we'll work with you. Okay. We'll get all you guys right. All you reporters out here, you guys are going to be more explosive with those cameras and the mic. You guys are going to be on fire next year.
Okay.
But it's a great workout if you want to get in shape and get explosive. So I highly recommend it.
Are you mocking us?
No, you guys look like you're in shape, though. It's good stuff.
We're not. Oh,
kettlebell.
Yeah.
We'll get small kettlebells for you guys. It'll be good. Start you off slow.